The hergish has to be only a hergish of geula, as if there was never a churban. In other words, we could want the geula in order to get away from the galus. We want the geula, right? The geula is a solution for galus. The Rebbe says no. The reason why we want the galus is unrelated. The reason why we want the geula is unrelated to the galus bechlal. It's just either would not have been any galus, we would have still been anticipating, waiting for the geula. That is the geula we were expecting, which is unrelated to geulas. You see this on lines 3 and 5, and it goes down again, you have it again on line 12, and then on lines 18 and 21. This is the whole os in this sikha, which goes later on. This is the whole theme of the sikha, basically, that our whole sifia and the whole sphere and anticipation for geulas, for geula, is all as if there was never a geulas. That means if we would have been gone, we would have been, let's say, from Bais Rishon, or we would have been a Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, we would be anticipating this Gula, so that we have no hard feelings of Golos at all, as if the Golos doesn't exist. This is a Hot Nukuda, which is actually in the mime of Godliyeh Bais Hachman, and Maluka Dalet, which is a mime of these days. There explains this Nukuda, that the mile of Bais Hashlishi is not a tikkun. Is not a tikkun for the Golos, but as if even there would have been a Bais Rishon, we would have still wanted the Bais Rishon. The mile of Bais, yeah, that's the reason why we want the Golos. Unrelated to the Golos at all. Okay, this is what the Rebbe is saying here in the Sikha. Okay, now I just want to take this, and this is related to what the Rebbe is soon going to say. The reason why we were in a time now that he didn't have done tshuva, we're already b'shleimus. So it's not like all through the years of Golos, we were waiting for the Gula. Why? Because we needed to fix our situation. So we're waiting for the Gula when our situation will be fixed. Now that I've been saying we've done tshuva, so our situation is already fixed. We're already perfect. So what are we waiting for Gula? Just for extra shleimus. There is nothing missing. We are not lacking anything. The Rebbe brings down later on that he's already done tshuva, right? So this is what the Rebbe sings over here. It goes in the same line. That we are not missing anything. We betachlis Hashem. It's the reason why we want the Gula. It's only for added benefit, right? Fine. So just I want to dwell on this point because it's very important. You have like this. There's two avoiders. This one is tshuva and one is kabbalas amalchus, right? Usually kabbalas amalchus is the lowest madrega. Kabbalas Malchus could be considered the lowest madrega, but then also we find that the highest inyan in tshuva is Kabbalas Malchus. Where do you find this? By Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to this, Rosh Hashanah, there are three things: Kiyas Shefa, tshuva, and Kabbalas Malchus. Right? Three things: Rosh Hashanah, Shefa, the mitzvah Sayyim, tshuva. And then there's Kabbalas Malchus. So the way it's generally explained in Chassidus, tshuva would be Kabbalas Malchus would be the highest madrega in tshuva. The epitome of Rosh Hashanah, the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah would express itself in Kabbalas Malchus. The Rebbe made tshuva and Kabbalas Malchus as two separate. In Yonim, Kabbalas Malchus came and the Rebbe made Kabbalas Malchus an entity for itself. And this is exactly what we're saying in this Sikha here. That our desire for Gula is our living with Gula. Our desire for Gula is unrelated to any factor of Golas, unrelated to Tshuva. It's just Kabbalas Malchus, which means this means in our way that it's very important because this is the whole get of Kabbalas Malchus is that not I have to fix my situation. I'm going to be doing what I'm told. I have the ability to do everything. This is an akuta which you're always saying. I have the ability to do everything. So I am going. That's Kabbalas Malchus. I'm aware of the abilities. I'm going to do it because I'm aware that I have the ability to do anything. That is Kabbalas Malchus. Not that I'm in a situation where I'm lacking something and I'm going to try to overcome it. That is all related to Golos. And that would be related to tshuva. Tshuva is overcoming my past wrongdoing. And that's tshuva, to get away from my past. Here we're talking about Kabbalas Malchus, just doing what we have to do, because there is nothing there existing to hold us back. There is our past does not affect us anymore. This is the whole, this is the theme of the Sikha here. It's pure Kabbalah Samalchus. Now, yeah.
How Kabbalah Samalchus connect to the idea that I am unlimited?
Kabbalah Samalchus means the Melech is with me, the Melech is Shailut in everything, he has a full power of everything, and I'm doing what the Melech says, so I can do everything. That's what the meaning of Kabbalah Samalchus is. This Kabbalah Samalchus, I recognize I have a Melech, and therefore I do everything the Melech says. Kabbalah Samalchus, there is no preconditions by Kabbalah Samalchus, there is no negative factors. By Melech, everything is bottled, and I know, since my Kabbalah Samalchus, my awareness that now the Melech is with me, and he, and therefore I can do whatever I'm told to do. This is the whole idea of we're living with Gula without any relationship to Golos at all. This is what explains here in the Sikha. So now, just going back, we have the two matrigos of Avedis Shachuv and Kabbalah Samalchus by Rosh Hashanah, yeah? So I just want to explain this. This is some, we've gone through this many times. I just want to explain it, how it is regularly and how the Rebbe gives it like this new dimension. The way it works, we had this before, that you have Mamala Kalamin, Seva Kalamin, and what is above that? Atzmus. So we brought that all along, always, when we discussed Atzmus, Atzmus was a higher Madrega above Seva and above Mamala. In other words, the way it works is, I have here the quote from Chedek Tezvov, which is also a quote we brought in the footnote, that the way it is in Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya, there's two things. One thing is making a Dirbat Haftanim. How do I make a Dirbat Haftanim? I do what Hashem tells me. That is Kima Mitzvah. Do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Going along with fulfilling everything it says in Shulchan Aruch, that is Dirbat Haftanim. Then there's another thing. What's the other thing? I want to have a Shaychas to the Mitzvah that I'm doing in order for me to have a Shaychas. With the mitzvah that I'm doing, I have to have Yirav Ava. So what is Yirav Ava? Yirav Ava serves for me in other, I should have a shaykhus to the mitzvah, I should have a shaykhus to the kuz. So you have two things there. One is fulfilling the Dirib Tachtein and doing what the Eibishter wants. That is the Etzem. That is the Etzem. Doing what the Eibishter wants is the Etzem. And the second thing is the my shaykhus to the kuz, Giluim, that I should have a Hergish Pnimi for the kuz. And that is the reason why I'm meant to have Yirav Ava. So based on this Mahalach, that there's two things. One is doing what it says in Shulchan Aruch. This is the way how we always learn Chassidus. What do you learn Chassidus? There's a Shulchan Aruch to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem. What is Chassidus for? In order to be inspired with a Hergish Pnimi in the mitzvahs that we're doing, right? So therefore, we have, when we have these two things, two in Yonim, Shulchan Aruch and Teres Chassidus, as like sort of two separate entities. One is doing the mitzvah, and one is the Hergish Pnimi of the mitzvah. Therefore, in the Hergish Pnimi, there's three Madregas. There's Mamala Kolalmin, Seva Kolalmin, and Etzem. So what is the Etzem? Etzem is the highest bittel in the Hergish Pnimi, right? So, that is, what did the Rebbe come and tell us? The Rebbe came and told us that the Etzem, there's no, the Etzem, the Rebbe told us that the Etzem and the Gil is all one. What does that mean? That you devote yourself to the mitzvah, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and you will have the Gilui. Why? Because if today the fact is, there's nothing holding us back from keeping mitzvahs. So by keeping mitzvahs, we will come to see the Gilui of the Kuz, Posh Begashmis in Olam Hazeh. So through the Etzem, through the Shulchan Aruch, we will come to see the Redi, the Gilui Elokus. Then, you can also go and have Gilui Elokus on higher levels, on a more Ruchnistic level. But the basic connection to Elokus... So
you spoke of Avon Yira is just another mitzvah. This is why the Rebbe puts it as just another mitzvah. Because
that's an Akuda, that's an Akuda. The Yira of Avon is just another mitzvah. So therefore, what did I have to do? I have to do mitzvahs. So therefore, the Etzem and the Gila is all one. So now, how do I connect to Elokus? There's no two separate things. I'm doing a mitzvah, Shulchan Aruch, and then I learn Chassidus. I get inspired with inspiration, internal Hergish Pnimi. That doesn't exist anymore. do the mitzvah, and with that I'm ready, come aware of Elokut. So therefore, in our situation here, when we're talking about tshuva and Kabbalas HaMalchus, the way it would always be, Kabbalas HaMalchus is a category in Gilui. In other words, tshuva is a high Gilui, the hergish of Yetzigirav Av of a regular mitzvah, then the tshuva, which is a higher hergish, tshuva is all a hergish. Kabbalas HaMalchus is also a hergish. Then, besides, let's say, so we have, let's say, in the hergish of doing a mitzvah, the hergish nimi, you will have the hergish nimi, Yirav Ava, doing a regular mitzvah. Then you'd have tshuva, which is above the hergish of Yirav Ava. So higher than regular mitzvahs. It's a higher hergish, higher than Yirav Ava. Then you'd have Kabbalas HaMalchus, which is the highest hergish, which would be like the hergish, Hakoras HaEtzem. You have a Malakam, Sevkalam, an Etzem. So Kabbalas HaMalchus would be like Kabbalas HaMalchus. That is the highest hergish in Giluyim, the total bittul. Here we're not talking about Giluyim Bechla, we're talking about doing the rep. We're not. So here we're talking about actually doing the mitzvah, not a hergish, not a Giluyim, like we said, because the Rebbe does not recognize the difference between hergish and Giluyim. So we're talking about doing the mitzvah. So therefore, our Kabbalas HaMalchus is just going ahead to do the mitzvah. What would be the difference? The way Kabbalas HaMalchus is always understood, as if it's the highest Gilui, then in order to reach Kabbalas HaMalchus, you have to go through the stages. First, you have to have Yirav Ava, then you have to have Tshuva, then you have to come to Kabbalas HaMalchus. That would be the regular way of going around it. Why? Because Kabbalas HaMalchus is Hakoras HaEtzem, let's say. Therefore, it's higher than any other Gilui. To reach the highest Gilui, you have to go through through the lower Gilui. In a normal Seder. Now with the Kabbalas HaMalchus is not a chelik from Giluyim. It's an in of Kima Mitzvah Pearl. That's the Etzem, which has no Hagdoris. It's not. Then, why start my voice? The Rebbe is telling us, our voice today is Kabbalas HaMalchus. I don't know how well this was understood, but I just want to. Where I got this from? What do you mean? Sorry.
Like the way you're just saying.
Huh? I'm just explaining what it says in the Sikha. The Rebbe is telling us, start with you're not recognizing Golos. We are going for Gula. There is no Hergish of Golos here. What are we talking about here? So I'm telling you, this goes in line, which we find the Rebbe makes a whole, Kabbalas HaMalchus for an entity for itself. The Mamorim of the Rebbe, you see the Rebbe discusses Kabbalas HaMalchus, and the way it's discussed, not at the highest madreig in tshuva, not at the epitome, at the pinnacle of the tshuva. No, it's a bittul, which is shayich, which is there by every yid. That is Kabbalas HaMalchus. And this is the same way that Rebbe is telling us Kabbalas HaMalchus about today. It's fine. Now, let me just put again on him. Like, let me, again, example. You have the thing, Menafshe Korah. A quote that Rebbe says many places. Menafshe Korah. Avodah should be Menafshe Korah. Now, I haven't seen all of my modern Chassidus, but from what I've seen, L'cheira, Menafshe Korah regularly is considered an external inyan, a technical inyan. In a bittul, to the Ebita, there's many madrigs in bittul. What's Menafshe Korah? His body bowed down alone. That's a practical thing. It's not an inyan ruchni. So it's considered as a technical thing. It doesn't have so much chashivas. It's a technical thing that is like the king, just like when you're talking about it's a technical thing. Okay. The Rebbe keeps on using this in Yerub Menafshe Korah in Avodah. Why? Because by us, the technicality, the Kima Mitzvah, that is the Kabbalas HaMalchus, that is the greatest Avodah. The Avodah of Et, that is where the whole Giluyim and everything comes in the Kima Mitzvahs. So Menafshe Korah was a technicality, the body bowed down by itself. There's no Teuchen here. There's no haskola here. There's no high madrig of bittul. It's a fact. It's not a hergish. It's a technicality. Lucheira. The Rebbe makes this technicality for madrig and bittul. Why? Because the where is the bittul? It's all in kima mitzvah pearl. All in it's everything in the ma'isa. So when Nafshe Korah comes up part of Avodah, or when the Rebbe speaks about Shef, his whole Hadgoshi is, that's a Keren HaShoyer. It's not, the Rebbe focuses on the fact of the mitzvah. Why? Because that is where the That is where we Rebbe is talking about Etzem, which expresses itself in Kima Mitzvah Poel. That's a Kabbalah Samachos to express itself in Kima Mitzvah Poel, not in a Hergish of Bittl to the Melech. The Hergish of Bittl to the Melech has to, if you're talking about Tshuva, this is what we're talking about. The Sikha told us where it says that you get up in the morning, you have the Hergish of Bittl. The tinek, yeah, but my is a pearl. I'm dedicated to what I have to do. I'm ibigem to the king, my mitzvah pearl, and it's not the hergish, my hergish here, that individual thing, a hergish, my hergish. And then the king, my mitzvah, inspire myself in order to keep the king, my mitzvah. That thing of doing, inspire myself in order to keep the king, my mitzvah does not go. No. Be mavatl yourself to do the mitzvah. That is the hergish of his spotless. His master's to do that mitzvah, that is the hergish, and that is Kabbalah Samalchus. This Kabbalah Samalchus is not a higher hergish, it's part of the inin of bittul to do what has to be done. Rabbi David, you understand? I'm sorry. There is many Kabbalah type. Look, it's from one hand, take it the way the Rebbe says it, yeah. You're doing the mitzvah. That's a very low thing. It's a non-exidus. You have, I think you have it two ways. Kabbalah is usually, sometimes the lowest, and the Shadish Malchus is the highest. So you have both things. Here in the Mamor Rosh Hashanah, Kabbalah Malchus is the epitome of the tshuva. In these Mamor, the epitome of the tshuva is Kabbalah Malchus.
Also, before the Rebbe, Kabbalah Malchus.
So everything, and we have this many times, everything you have from the Rebbe, you'll find it. It's always there. There's always this inyan where the Rebbe takes it down to, takes it out of Giluyim, brings it to Etzem, brings it to Mitzvah Poel.
Is the
Rebbe
talking about the higher level of
Kabbalah Samalchus? The Rebbe is talking about Kabbalah Samalchus, which is higher than regular tshuva. That is already explained in the Chassidus. But nevertheless, the way it's explained in the Chassidus is not like Chassidus discusses Etzem. What is Etzem? It's like the Rebbe says in Parshas told us. The God will be Yisrael gets to know about Etzem. It's a gilui. It's a chorus Etzem. You become aware of the Etzem. It's an awareness which after you go through Mamala Kolam, Sefer Kolam, you become aware of Etzem. The Rebbe's take home about Etzem, that every yid, the style of the way that he is, what the Rebbe's talking about here, about every yid, you are just bringing the gula. The void, which in all the sikhs is everywhere, the base of void, in every, whatever the Rebbe's talking about, there's always the drive of the base of void behind it. Look at this in the sikhs everywhere. There's always a base of what is it? The spotless to the Eibishter, regardless of where I'm standing. So true. The chassidus says Etzem is higher than everything and it's above everything. But where does the chassidus say, how do I relate to the Etzem? Only when after I have all these, in the normal, a piseida avoda, where is the Etzem? There's always an exception. Well, let's talk about the norm. After I go through the process of a malakalam, save kalam, then I come to Etzem. That's a process, a normal seder. The Rebbe is telling us Etzem, the seder, but the Rebbe, he puts Etzem right up front. This is what he's doing. So where is that? Because that is not Etzem as part of Giluyim. That Mala is saved, then I come aware of Etzem. My awareness of Etzem, the Rebbe is called Giluyim. That is called Giluyim. Usually it's called Etzem. The Rebbe calls that Giluyim. The God will be Yisrael knows about Etzem, that's Giluyim. What is Etzem? The Tinek. When I just go and put myself to do what the Rebbe is saying, because I know this is everything, that is Etzem. The fact that I'm doing... Okay. So here the same thing the Rebbe is telling us to... This would be the inyan of Kabbalah Samalchus. Here we're talking about here, Kabbalah Samalchus, after Tshuva. Remember, here the Rebbe is going to tell us soon in the Sikha that every Yid has already done Tshuva. See what's going on over here. Anything related to the Guluyim. Guluyim is two situations. There's bad and good. I'm going away from the bad. I'm going to do the good. Right? So that is the highest material of all mitzvahs is tshuva. Why? Every mitzvah has its akbalas. Tshuva, I can go from the bad to the good. That's above all mitzvahs. But in tshuva, there's two situations. There is a bad and I'm going away to the good. That's not etzem. That would be in for gilui. What are they telling us? We have all done tshuva. We have passed everything of Giluyim. There is no Giluyim. There's one thing. Mili rotan, fulfilling the rotan of the Eibishter. Kabbalah Samalchus. And that is the avodah what the Rebbe is talking about. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But Kabbalah Samalchus is a tool to achieve whatever Rebbe wants.
Exactly. Yeah. Very simply put. I can do what I have to do. That is a nukuda. I can. Yeah, that is the most important thing. Once I know I can, you're gonna do it, right? That's no question. A person knows I can get it, I'll do it, right, fine. I can, yeah. Now, just one thing here. Let's to take this a bit further. I had this recording. I want to just show you how things work over here, right? Now I had this recording where I don't know if you got it. I don't have your information. Anyway, so here it goes. The recording, I said it this, that Golos is a time when we're restricted by Goyim to do our Avodah, right? And therefore, we cannot do mitzvahs properly in this man of Golos. Then I put in another point there, that even to do mitzvahs with perfection, in order to bring the Gula, we can also not do in this man of Golos. The only thing we can do in this man of Golos is to beg the Avodah to bring the Gula. But we should do mitzvahs with perfection, in order to bring the gula, that we can do. Did you see that? Did you hear that line in the recording? Okay. If you see that line, I just want to tell you where that line comes from. And this is good to know how these things work. In Hilchos Teshuva, the Rambam gives a peric test. The Rambam tells us, gula is a sign, we're restricted in our Torah mitzvahs. Then the Rambam says, if we will, in Zman HaGolus, we will not improve ourselves, and we'll do things against in Zman HaGolus, Hashem is going to bring us such a hard situation that we won't be able to even do the mitzvah of Zman HaGolus properly. Right? He does not say that in Golus you cannot do mitzvahs to bring the Golus. He does not say that. That line doesn't say that. Doesn't say that in the Rambam. Okay? That line, you follow what I'm saying here? Golus restricted. We're restricted in doing Torah mitzvahs. We can only do the mitzvahs of Zman HaGolus. That is what we can do. In Zman HaGolus, we can only do the mitzvahs of Zman HaGolus. We can't do the mitzvahs of Zman HaGolus, right?
We're the mitzvahs of Zman HaGolus.
Basically, that's everything. Right. So that's what the Rambam writes. Then there's another thing. I put that line over here, over there. In Zman HaGolus, we don't have the ability to do the mitzvahs of Zman HaGolus with perfection in order we should be zeich for the Gula. Right? That line does not appear in Hilchos Teshuva. That line appears in Hilchos Melachim. Where did the Rambam say it? I want to see. How to. The Rambam says, Yamid Melech, V'yikiv kol yisor lelech melech hazak bizko. He is going to empower Gidon to do mitzvahs with greater perfection. Now, another question is, the Rambam already says in Hilchos Teshuva, that we have to do tshuva in order to get to the gula. That is avoid of Zman HaGolus. So why is the Rambam saying that Mashiach is going to empower us to do mitzvahs, the Yikiv is going to do mitzvahs with great perfection? Maybe we already did tshuva and we don't need Mashiach anymore. Maybe if the Rambam would tell us that he's going to build a base of Mikdash. In other words, why does the Rambam put this introduction that he's going to make us perfect us in our mitzvah of Zman HaGolus? Why did he put it in? The Rambam has, either Rambam would tell me that Mashiach is going to come and Menatzeich HaMolek, he's going to build a base of Mikdash. Okay, that's we can do. Only Mashiach can do. And that's why we have to do in Tshuva, we have to do in Zman HaGolus, we have to do Tshuva in order to be Zeicha for Mashiach to come and to build a base of Mikdash, etc. But why did the Rambam add that Mashiach is going to be koyf for us to do Torah mitzvahs, which implies that he's going to bring greater perfection in our mitzvahs of Zman HaGolus? Remember, he's talking there before the Gula. You know the Rambam, Yamid Melech, V'yikoyf. What happens if every Yid is already a tzaddik? Remember, the Rambam says himself, we're going to be zeichet to the Gula after we do tshuva. What happens if everyone did tshuva? Who says you're going to have this V'yikoyf? So what is the Rambam telling us? We can do tshuva. Wonderful. There's a certain empowerment in Koich and Kimotei mitzvahs, which only a Melech can accomplish with us. A Melech has just like only a Melech can build a base of Mikdash and he can be Menatzeich HaMolek. We cannot do it. The same thing. Our mitzvahs, Zman HaGolus, a certain Koich, a perfection, Teir mitzvah which comes from Melech, from a Melech, and that is what he's going to do with us. So that is that line. What I put in, that there's even do mitzvahs perfection to be zeichet to the gula, we can't do, which doesn't really appear in Hilchos Teshuva. You look in Hilchos Teshuvah 3, the whole thing. It talks about various situations. This line that we should not be able to do Mrs. Managolos to be Zeicha, to the Eicha, he does not put it in. But the fact that Rambam says it in Hilchos Melachim that Mashiach is going to bring perfection in our mitzvahs as Managolos, so it's very clear in Managolos, we alone cannot do permitted with perfection to bring the Gula. Right? Yeah. Why doesn't the Rambam put that in Hilchos Teshuvah? Because there's no such a concept to say that in Zmanah, the whole concept of saying that Golus should bring Gula doesn't exist in the first place. Golus is a separate entity and Gula is a separate entity. Golus is you do tshuva. Gula comes, Ebisha Mashiach. There's nothing you can do for Gula at all. So the Rambam doesn't have to put it in. It's not a totally different thing. The fact is,
to add, the Cholathotas do the mitzvahs of Zmanah Golus Mishleim.
Just okay. I just want to. Okay, this is the idea. I hope. Did you understand what's going on over here? For now, just one other point. I don't know how well you understood. So, the base of that, you see, the Rambam says here. So, based on this, we just now said that there's certain things that we can do in Zman HaGolus. And okay, let's leave it here. Let's not continue. Let's not go further. Okay. But I understood, that's amazing. Okay, let's continue. Let's go further. Here, just go over to page number two. Page number two. Let's see what we can. Oh, let's go right to the end of page number two, the bottom line, page number two, and we'll leave with that. The bottom of page number two. Here, the Rebbe says that this is very important. Line 32 to 34. That Yidden have already done tshuva, right? Redan tshuva, okay? I just, what does this mean, that you never done tshuva? Do you know what it means? Huh?
Mashiach has to come.
Okay. What do you mean, I mean, first of all, just by the way, for information, I once made a whole thing about it, on the whole thing. I said, I can tell it to you right offhand. This is a long pill, but you don't have to. This is my work going back many years ago, several years ago. Okay. But anyway, this is one of the things which I... Part of my propaganda, but anyways. It's very simple. Now this is a very important. This is a very important yisod. The nekuda is the Rebbe saying that today, this is very important for avoda. The nekuda that Yidden did tshuva means that if someone is doing something wrong today, he is not aware what he's doing. If he would realize, in other words. Once upon a time, a Yid, being a normal person and aware of the situation around him, may have a desire to do an Aveira. The Rebbe is saying, in our time, if you would just be aware of what's going on, you would not be doing an Aveira. If you just know how through doing mitzvahs, you can actually bring all the brachas upon yourself, you would never be doing a single Aveira. So there's no reason why a person would do an Aveira today. In other words, after everything Yidden have gone through, there was many different ideologies by Yidden, different things, different Yetzirahs we had all along. All these Yetzirahs have been disproved. They're all wrong. The only ideology which exists, that we have the ability today to do tshuva. So we have the ability today to bring the Gula. Therefore, Yidden have done tshuva. There's no Yid who wants to do wrong. Everyone wants to do good. No one has any foreign ideas. The fact that someone should entertain, we ourselves, speak for myself, will entertain any thought which is not going along with the Eibishter, is because I'm not aware of the opportunity in front of me to bring the good. That means if I would follow the Eibishter, how I would see all the brachas. So that is why Yidden today have done tshuva. And that is why the only thing which is necessary today is to be aware that we can bring the gula, Kabbalah Samalchus, that is the avodah today. Just like going back when there was a scholars of Chassidus, a Yid, we Chassidim always knew that if you want to be mechazik yourself in Torah mitzvahs, what you're meant to do is you have to learn Chassidus. And if anyone who's not b'shleimus in Torah mitzvahs is a raya, he's not learning Chassidus enough. Chassidus brings you b'shleimus in Kima Torah mitzvahs. Today, anyone who is failing, who feels he's not complete in Kima Mitzvahs, there's only one reason, because he's not identifying with Gula. And that is why Gula is the only thing, that is the chat good, that that we read on Tshuva, and Gula is the only thing which is needed in order to us, put us in full shape, which should all be Tzedikim Gemurim. Like the Rebbe says here, the Rebbe says, it's not only we've done regular Tshuva, we've done Tshuva of Mashiach, also Latzadikai B'Tshuva, even the Madrega of Tshuva, which the Abishah says, with Tzedikim we're going to have after Mashiach, we already have that. Why? Because Tshuva, again, going back to the same thing, what is Tshuva? Tshuva is going away from something negative. Even the tshuva of the Asid Lavi, like explains in the Sikh, which is I'm signing the footnote there. Tshuva of the Asid Lavi is not going away from the bad, but in any ways it's just going higher, higher, higher. That is not etzim, that is gilui. We already have the gilui of the etzim, the nukuda of Melech HaMashiach, this etzim and shama, which is higher than the tshuva of tzaddikim of the Asid Lavi. So therefore, the only thing where we have to identify is Kabbalah and Malchus. And that is the situation today where we have all this confusion going on and there's so many different currents and things, you know, to where, what different ideas people are following. The only thing which is needed is this union from Gula. This idea of the union of Redan Tshuva, the only thing. After Tshuva, what's the next thing? There's only one thing. After Tshuva, like the Rambam says, what comes after you do Tshuva? Yamit Melech. Today is Kabbalah Samankas. That's what's needed. In other words, identify with the union of Gula. Just to add a point here, you look in the Rebbe says, if you look at a lot of the Sikh of the Rebbe, what he says about Yitinekes Shanishba, you'll see he's not referring only to Fry Yidden. He's referring to you do not realize what's going on with you. And that's very clear for many Sikhs. You see it very clear. So that's what the Rebbe is saying, Yidden have done Tshuva. Anything we're doing now you can't take it for its full value because people are just not aware of what we're doing. So, therefore, another thing. Let's say when I do something wrong, what should be my motive to change my deeds, not to do anything wrong? What should be my motive? Because I'm going to be reprimanded for doing my thing this wrong? Maybe you won't be reprimanded. You don't know what you're doing. You're doing without any logic. Maybe you will be. Let's not go into it. That is not the point. You're missing out from the gula. Do the right thing, the good which is there in front of you. This is the nekudah here, the sikha. Just Kabbalah and Malchus, no negative elements. The reason why a yid should perfect his actions today is not because I'm doing something wrong. Let me say that this, my day is not going well, I'm messing things up, I'm not in the mood. So, why should I change myself? Should I change myself because of, you know, I'm going to have to pay the price for not doing Torah Mitzvahs properly? No, that's not the reason why. Don't worry about that. Don't worry, that's not. You've done Tshuva. Whatever you're doing, the motive should be because you should. There's so much opportunity in front of you. Now, if you look at the Sikha Parshas Noach, Tovshin on Beis, where the Rebbe talks about this thing of Yireh Tshuva, with the Rebbe's Mazel, with the Kalam Prat, so this Lecheira would fit in with that, that you don't worry. Put yourself, take the matzav klali of Bnei Yisrael. Matzav klali of Bnei Yisrael, Yidden already. Your individual things, the Rebbe says, you should take care of, but with inspiration that you're aware that everyone is with the, and that everyone is already ready. So in other words, your focus should be just doing what we have to do. Don't worry about your individual, get stuck with your individual difficulties. Just keep on making progress and moving forward. I think that makes sense what I'm saying or not, huh? Huh? Okay. So this is the idea. The Rebbe says Kabbalah Samach without any element of Golos. Gula without any element of Golos. Okay. Okay, I think we'll stop over here because we can't go. And we can go for, this is a very long, there are a lot of things in this sitter, but we can go on forever. So I think we should stop here. Let's just see, he mentioned today about Hilchos Binyan Beis HaBechira. I will try and throw something in about Hilchos Beis HaBechira, something very short. The Sikha you learned, there's two Sikhas about basic Sikhas, let's say, going back from the early years about Hilchos Melachim and the Rambam. One Sikha is in Chelik Tezayin, Truma, where the Rebbe said there's three mitzvahs, Minim Melech, Melchama Malik, On, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, right? And the Rebbe explained that these three mitzvahs are related very strongly to each other. In Chelik Yudches, the Rebbe writes, adds another point. Why did the Rambam put these three mitzvahs in the end of Hilchos Melachim? He should have put, and he, why did he put Hilchim Shalach in the end of the Sefer? He should have put it together with the Sfarim about being Mitzvah Midyash, you know, all that. That's where it belongs. It should be there. So the Rebbe writes, God, now this is, you look at the wording of the Rebbe there, that whole page, you look at what the Rebbe is saying there. Because practically speaking, in other words, the reason why the Rama put it at the end is not because there's a halacha which dictates that this belongs in the end. No. Because say the halacha, this should have been in the middle. Right? The Rebbe says, this is the shlemus of the Torah. Why is it the shlemus of the Torah? That's why he put it at the end, this hilchus malachim, because it's the shlemus of the Torah. So the Rebbe is saying, why is it the shlemus of the Torah? The Rebbe says, bepashtus, because practically speaking, the way Yidden can come to do Torah mitzvahs is through a melech, etc., etc. So it's the reason why hilchus malachim is the end, the shlemus of the Torah is a practical thing. Therefore, the whole idea of, okay, then you take the page, that page, and you go through it. That's the whole theme of that page. It's all a practical thing. Therefore, the difference from Golas and Gula, the fact that we do have a Beis Hamikdash, we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, is maybe related to Halacha. That is not the main point. It's a practical difference. And what is it? We practically, begashmis, cannot do it. And Mashiach is going to give us the ability to do it. So that is the difference between Golos and Gula. And that was what I'm bringing out in the Sikha. That it's not only, in other words, every halacha has its halachic definition, then a practical may have its logical definition to it. Hashem said this halacha, we have to fulfill it. Then there's also logic, which is included in each halacha. Some have less logic, some have more logic. The reason why Hilchas Malachim comes at the end is purely for a practical reason. That's what I'm saying. It's a practical. What do you mean a practical reason? Because we cannot fulfill the Torah without Melech HaMashiach. So therefore, today, once we get that is the theme of Pelik Yud Aleph and Hilchas Malachim. It's all a practical thing. The Yamit, there's going to be a person who's going to be able, who's going to rise and going to give us ability to do this and that. Therefore, in our days, when the fact is, we practically speaking, we can do Torah mitzvah with this interference, we have the requirements, what Rambam lays out over there. That's the good one. Yeah. I'm so sorry. There, in that sea over there, the Rebbe writes, that Beis HaMikdash brings Shleimus HaTorah. Now, you can look at it two ways. Why Beis HaMikdash brings Shleimus HaTorah? Because you can do all the kaponas. But the question arises, if that's the reason why Beis HaMikdash brings Shleimus HaTorah, then that was already by Mishkan Shilah. Mishkan Shilah, Yeshua built, and you had Shleimus HaTorah, you had Mitzvah Yevil, you had Mitzvah Kaponas, you had everything functioning. So why did the Rebbe say that David HaMelech, based on the Rambam, that David HaMelech brought Shleimus HaTorah to bring Beis HaMikdash, when that was already accomplished when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael. So what's the shleimus of David? So you can tell me there is a certain difference from David and Mishkan Shilah. What is the difference? That Avtochas HaTorah, that Beis HaMikdash is going to be the Mokem Nitzchi, Beis Olamim. So that is the difference, and that is why David is related to Melech HaMashiach and not Yeshua. The Rebbe says it's a practical difference. What practical difference is there from David? What if this chilek is just all the mitzvahs were here and all the mitzvahs are there, and this is just a base alamim? That makes, why wouldn't Yeshua be connected to Mashiach? Why wouldn't Yeshua be the Mashiach Harishon? He brought in all the mitzvahs. This fact that this was not a base alamim didn't have any significance in kimatayin mitzvahs. So what is the nekuda? Why is David? The David is because he built a bigger house. Begashmius. He built a house which was permanent. Shilah had a gag, a tikra, with a reis oil. It was, even though it stood almost the same amount of years as the Beis HaMikdash tradition. Right? Pretty close. Okay. This was 300 something years and this was 400 something years. Right? Because it wasn't such a, practically speaking, didn't have the value of the Beis HaMikdash. It was not so, it was a structure with walls without a roof. Therefore, it does not have the value of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was a Abayis. And that, to build that, David had to wage many wars. He had to establish such koyach, which Yeshua did not establish. So the mile of Beis Hamikdash is practically a stronger house. Now, this, he brought, in other words, in Kim Teirim Mitzvah, there was no difference from Yeshua to David. Besides the fact that this is called Beis Olam and that's not called Beis Olam. Besides that, there were hills of Tocha Zotera, which is very hard to say just because of this of Tocha, that made David more Mashiach than Yeshua, when the whole Torah was already functioning with Yeshua. Because this Beis Olam is not only the Nekudas of Tocha Milmaila, it's the Nekudas of Mitzvah Bepoel. Yeshua established such a melucha in Eretz Yisrael, therefore it came to be a Beis Olamim. David established such a melucha in Eretz Yisrael, therefore it came to be a Beis Olamim. Posh Mikashmis, it came to be a Beis Olamim. The whole thing is a practical, the Rebbe says that this whole, you see that whole page where the Rebbe begins with the biur, he starts up, but pashtas this, the reason why Halachic and Lachim is in the end is not because halachic definition of these mitzvahs apply to the end. No, because practically speaking is the end. And therefore the Beis Hamikdash, the value of the Beis Hamikdash is also the practical significance of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, that is in that sikhah there. You'll take later on the Truma Lamed Vav, where the Rebbe came to Mitzvah Binyan, where there the Rebbe explained it very, very, very clearly. That the Yuch, the Mile of being Beis Hamikdash is posh, a Binyan Bais for Begashmis. Not any Ruchnis significance. With the Shaydis and Mokra, this is already in the Sikhs of the Rebbe earlier years, with Rebbe Zimtaik, but anyway, the Truma Lamed Vav, the Rebbe expanded, the Beis Hamikdash is posh, the practical significance. And that, we're talking about Limud Hilchas Beis Abchira. Therefore, the Rebbe told us to learn Hilchas Beis Abchira and doesn't say Kabonis. Why did the Rebbe start with Beis? Why did the Rebbe say Beis Abchira? Why not Kabonis? Because Kabonis is not an identity of Gula. Gula is created by three things, by Melech, Nitzach and Mechama, and Beis Hamikdash. These are, why these three things? Because these things practically create a mitzvah of Shemus HaTorah. Then, of course, Gula is Kippus Nidach Yisrael, but that is Gula itself. But it's created by these three mitzvahs. Melech, Meluch, Menutzach HaMuchamah, Beis Hamikdash. And the value of these three mitzvahs is not the halacha stand so much, is the practical significance of the mitzvahs. And that is why the Rebbe is telling us Hilchos Beis Abchira, because that creates Gula. Whereas Kabbonis is true, the Kabbonis, it will be, but that is a tetzah of Shemitah and Yevil. It's Kabbonis, it's all the tetzah from the Gula, that does not create Gula. Gula gives us ability to do Shemitah Kima Teira Mitzvahs. What is Shemitah Kima Teira Mitzvahs? Kabbonis, Shemitah and Yevil, that is Shemitah Kima Teira Mitzvahs. What is Gula? Gula is Minimelech, Melchama Vamalok, Umbin Beis Hamikdash. That is Gula. Then Kibbutz Nitzach Yisrael, which is Gula itself. So, therefore, the Rebbe tells us to learn Hilchos Beis Abchira. Yeah, I think that's an... Okay.